What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Today in the Old Testament, we're seeing the consequences of David's sin here, and we're seeing them very loud, very clearly here in 2 Samuel 13 and 14. 2 Samuel 13 is a horrible chapter because what we see here is we have three of David's children all fighting with one another, and so much so that it's going to leave one of them completely embarrassed and ashamed and violated, another one it's going to leave as a murderer, and the other one it's going to lead as a murdered victim. So it's a horrible, horrible time. And what we see here is these three children of David are Absalom, Amnon, and Tamar. So Absalom and Tamar are full siblings. So same mom, same dad. Amnon has the same dad, but different mom than Absalom and Tamar. So they're half siblings. So we got Amnon and Absalom are half siblings, half brothers, and Absalom's sister Tamar. So they're all half siblings here, but Absalom and Tamar are actual, like, full biological, same mom, same dad siblings. What we see here is Amnon, in his sexual lust for Tamar, he is lusting after his half sister, Absalom's full sister. And obviously, at the beginning, that's a horrible thing. That's wrong. The Bible makes it very clear in the Old Testament that this kind of a relationship and this kind of, even if they got married, it would still be bad. It would still be wrong. So we already see that's bad. We already see that's not allowed. And then we see Amnon, instead of trying to, I guess, figure out a way to get married, he just forgets all of that and he just pursues his lust. And what he does is he does a terrible thing to Tamar here in chapter 13. And Amnon does that to Tamar. And it says in something interesting in verse 15, it says, "Then after all this happened, Amnon hated her with a very great hatred, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he loved her. And Amnon said, get up, get out of here and go." He's completely controlled here by his own sinful desire. That's what he's controlled by. He's not controlled by God's spirit. There's no self-control here. This is complete and utter giving himself over to his desires, and it's terrible. And he's lustful at the beginning, then he's hateful at the end. Horrible thing Amnon does here. Absalom hears about this, he knows about this, and he's trying to comfort his sister Tamar. He's angry at Amnon, his half-brother, for doing something so wicked and terrible. So Absalom says, "I know what I'll do. I'll return evil for evil," and that's what he does. Absalom gets this plot together, and he murders his brother Amnon. And the report actually went back to David that all of his children were killed. And he's weeping and he's mourning. And then it's the report finally comes in. No, Absalom didn't kill all of the children. He just killed Amnon. And it says he killed Amnon because he was mad about what Amnon did to his sister Tamar. So now, because of David's sin and the sword not departing from his house, now what do we have? We have three people's lives that are completely turned upside down and ruined. And the start of all that came from David's sin. So it says that Absalom, after this, he flees. He tries to get out of there. And it says that in chapter 14, it begins the narrative of Absalom starting to take power. So what we see here is Amnon, after he's been killed, Absalom, now here, he runs away and he's trying to get out of the site because he doesn't want David, obviously, to kill him. But it says he comes up with this plan with Joab, one of the leaders, to bring Absalom back. So there's this kind of a trick that they play on David. They try to get this lady to come and tell a story, and kind of like Nathan's story that he tells to David, but this is more of a trick. This is not a godly man coming and trying to persuade David of his sin. But Absalom's brought back, but he lives apart. He doesn't live with them anymore. He doesn't live with David. He doesn't live in the palace anymore. He's separate. But it says that Absalom started to gain favor with people. People started to see him and want to be around him now. So now we're going to set up this problem where it's half the people want to follow David, half the people want to follow Absalom. And that's going to create huge problems. But what we see here is Absalom's wickedness, Amnon's wickedness, and Tamar being the victim of a horrible wicked act here in chapter 13. And you might say, well, what's the good in all this? Well, there is no good in what they did, but certainly we can learn from their bad example of they let sin become even worse as they returned evil for evil. And it was this horrible war that starts within David's family. Let's make sure that when evil is done against us, we're not returning evil for evil like they did, but returning evil with good, as the book of Romans chapter 12 says. So, okay, that's our Old Testament reading. Let's turn to the New Testament. What we're looking at here is the beginning of Luke 20 today. The beginning of Luke 20, we see different questions that are brought up for Jesus. And one of the questions, the first one, has to do with his authority. People ask Jesus, "You speak so authoritatively. Where do you get this authority?" And then Jesus responds to the question with a question and says, "Okay, I'll ask you a question, guys. Where did John the Baptist get his authority?" And what he's trying to get them to do is recognize, was John the Baptist a messenger for God or not? And what he's going to do is, if John the Baptist was a messenger from God, then so is he. And then that's the answer to the question, that his authority comes from God. They don't want to recognize his authority is from God, so they don't even answer Jesus's question. And Jesus says, "Fine, I'm not going to answer your question." But he goes into a parable where he starts to explain, it's the parable of the wicked tenants, where the people of Israel keep rejecting God's messengers. Like, that's the big overarching theme. I think we saw in yesterday's daily Bible reading, we see in today's, we're going to see again in tomorrow's here in the book of Luke, that people are rejecting God's messengers. And if you reject God's messengers, you're rejecting God and his message. And that's the evil thing that these people did. And Jesus asked the question, "Look, are you going to reject me too?" That's basically the question he leaves them with. And then they ask another question. They say, "Well, okay, should we pay taxes to the Romans?" Which was a trick question, because it was going to get Jesus in trouble no matter how he answered it. So instead of answering yes or no, he says, render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what's God's. And that kind of shut down this question. But tomorrow we're going to see more people asking questions and questioning Jesus's authority. But as we see that, okay, we need to make sure that we're not questioning Jesus's authority like they were, but we're listening to Jesus and we're submitting to him. His authority clearly comes from heaven. He's clearly a messenger from God because he is God, and we need to listen to him as God, and we need to respond rightly to him, which is why when we open up our Bibles and we study, even when we study things that are so horrible, like what we studied with Amnon and Tamar and Absalom, we need to see this as warnings from God, things that we need to listen to. Things that we can't just read in the morning and forget about later in the afternoon. Things that need to change our whole perspective about our lives and how we should live. So we want to make sure that as we read God's word and as you read it on your own, I want to make sure that you have that right perspective of it too. So thanks for reading the Bible with us today. Make sure you read it all on your own today. This daily Bible reading section is important. But we'll see you back tomorrow for another daily Bible reading snapshot.